Good morning to you all. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today and our call to worship. I want to draw your attention to 2 Kings chapter 4. And we're going to be in this passage today as we look to the Old Testament and see a New Testament parallel, encouraging us as believers in Christ to spend time in the Old Testament and to see the connections that are found between the New and the Old Testament. And one of them is found here in the story of the Shunammite woman and her desire to have a son. And the Bible says that Elisha came to minister to them, and she had the request of a son. And he said, this time next year, you will have a son. And she said, I don't think that will take place. My husband is very old. And Elisha said, you will have a son. And that's exactly what happened. And then we read on further that this boy had grown, and they went outside to work in the field, and he started to complain about a headache. He said his head hurt really badly, and the story goes on to say that he died. We don't know if it was a tumor or a brain aneurysm, whatever the case might be, but stop for just a moment and think. Something miraculous had happened. They were able to have a child. After all these years of barrenness, God gave them a child, only for that child to die young. You know, life is full of those kind of events, are they not? We have friends that have lost children. We have had things that seem like miraculous events in their lives, and then only to see it taken away. That happens quite often. And the first thing that we do is to question, why? Why? We stop here at this point because there's a miracle that gets performed where Elisha is met by this woman. She throws herself at the feet of Elisha and begs him to come and to heal her son. And Gehazi, the servant, she fell down and grabbed his ankles, and he goes over and grabs her and pulls her away. And Elisha says, no, she's bitter of heart. Something's happened that God has not revealed to me. Let her speak. And she says, my son is very sick at home. And by the time Gehazi got to that house, found out that the boy was dead and reported it back to Elisha. And then this long process of Elisha extending himself over the child and warming the child and then leaving and pacing back and forth praying and then going back into the room. And there God raises this boy back to life again. It's a miraculous story that's given to us, and we're going to see a New Testament connection this morning. But I want you to think, is life full of these kinds of events? Yes, it is. You know, a man ministering in Utah, reaching out in one of the most difficult ministries, and that's ministry to Mormon individuals, outcast from the church because of sin, because of varying degrees of lawlessness, perhaps, that put them in jail, and they have no ability to make money for themselves because nobody will hire them. And then they come and they learn a trade, and they hear about Jesus Christ, and they come to faith in Jesus Christ, and they get a second start. And the leader of that terribly hurt in a motorcycle accident. And we say, Lord, what? This ministry needs this man. No, that ministry needs Christ. God can raise up another individual. Amen. This man needs the deliverance of Christ in his life, the healing that would come to him. He's a wonderful man of God, tremendously humble man, good preacher of the Word of God. But God allowed this event to take place in his life to reveal himself, to reveal his greatness, to reveal his healing power. We don't always understand and know why things happen. This woman had a child late in life, and this child dies, but then receives this child again. Did that happen every day? No. It was a special act of God in her behalf. I want us to think this morning. God in His mercy allowed us to be here today. Amen. You woke up this morning. Your feet hit the floor. You said, I'm going to church today. You came to church. The Lord was gracious and good overnight to preserve your life when you were unconscious as far as sleeping. Things could have happened during the night, but in grace and in mercy, He's allowed you to be here. And even if something happens in your life, like an accident or cancer or something traumatic takes place, we still have the same God. We still have the same mercy, and we still have the same grace. Do I hear an amen? Don't let the circumstance change your thoughts about God. Let God change your thoughts about the situation. And say, Lord, how can I grow in this? How can I be a help and a blessing in this? How can I reach out to others in this? Rather than focusing inward on self and then lashing out at God. These events are recorded for us for our learning and for our admonition. And may God strengthen our hearts today as we worship Him together.